we look at the structure for U8 and U9, the first phase is technical activation. The idea behind this, and you can see it underneath, it says juggling and dribbling. So I came out and did a demo session for the 2015s, right? It was 2015? So I did a demo session for the 2015s. The first 25 minutes that we did, every single child had a ball and they were dribbling inside a box, doing different activities and skill moves and reps. So then in the second part of that activity, I added defenders, so they had to work on protecting the ball and keep it away from the opponent. And then after that, I already had the field set up, so I was able to transition into a 1v1 activity. So if you can kind of see here, phase one and phase two go hand in hand. So you can easily do technical and coordination together. Phase three is a small-sided game, in which we're going to touch on in a second. And this is 1v1 or 2v1s. And if you want, later you can do research on me. We are so big with our organization on 1v1 and 2v1s because that is like the premise of the game. And what I always tell people is, if you have a sequential order, the first thing kids need to learn is core skill, which means just basic ball manipulation. The second one would be dribbling, so how to actually use the dribble. The third one would then be 1v1, so you're going against an opponent now that we have core skill and dribbling skill. And then once you have that, you can teach passing and receiving. And you're going to get a lot of questions from parents because they're always going to say, oh, I want to see my kids pass. I want them to play like Barcelona. We don't have kids at this age on average that can play like Barcelona. It's just not going to happen. So the idea behind this is they're getting multiple reps at 1v1 and 2v1s. And then the final phase is 3v3 or 5v5, or if you'd like, you can continue with 1v1 or smaller sided stuff. Now, again, this is not like, hey, you have to do this exact exercise at this exact time. You have flexibility to still choose what you'd like to do, but this gives a structure so that way we can all say, if a parent has a question, they don't like what you're doing, they can come back to the board, or they can go to G, or they can talk to me, and they can say, I don't like this, or I don't understand why we're doing this. And then we all are on the same page, and we can have your back to say, this is why Coach Javier is choosing to do this, if that makes sense. Are there any questions so far that I can try and answer?
Hey guys, I absolutely love that you're checking out and listening to the podcast. And I only have one ask quickly, and that would be if you could please share this podcast with somebody else that you maybe know that is going through the system or struggling to navigate it from the youth soccer perspective. And that would mean the absolute world to me because, as you know, I don't sell anything through the podcast and I don't have any sponsorships. And the more people that I can help, that is my overall objective. So I would absolutely love if you could share this with somebody. Take the 5 seconds to do so by sending it through social media or WhatsApp or whatever way that you like to share content, and I will make sure that I continue to deliver valuable and insightful content for you.